The next day I met Mouse Ellis. She is also 10 and going into 5th grade. I was sitting on the front steps wondering what to do until it was time to go and register for day camp. Then I saw this girl walking up the road. I watched until she got to the front of my house. She looked at me and waved. I waved back. She came up our driveway and over to where I was sitting. She held up a purple yo-yo. "I'm Mouse Ellis, junior champion of Tarrytown," she said. "I can do 11 different tricks without stopping. How many can you do?" "I never stop to count," I told her. She opened her eyes very wide and offered me her yo-yo. "Go ahead and show me," she said. "I don't feel like it." "I'll bet you can't do shotgun 6 times in a row." "I'll bet I can," I told her. "Okay, let's see you do it then." "After you," I said. "Okay." Mouse wound up her yo-yo, held it close to her hip, and next thing I knew, out it flew right at me 6 times in a row. "Very good," I said. She handed me her yo-yo. I examined it all over. "It's a Duncan Imperial," she told me, "the very best yo-yo made." "It's not bad," I said. "I'm ready anytime you are," Mouse said. I stood up, held the yo-yo to my hip, threw it out, and whacked myself in the head on my first try. "Hey, are you okay?" Mouse asked. "Oh, sure," I told her, "but I guess I'll have to tell you the truth now. I didn't want to hurt your feelings before. But where I come from, yo-yos are for babies. I haven't done shotgun for about 8 years now. That's why I missed." Mouse looked at me for a while, and I gave her one of my best stares right back. Then she sat down next to me and said, "You'll never know how glad I am that you moved in for the summer. I'm so sick of those Egran boys." I couldn't help smiling. She wouldn't have stayed if she didn't believe I really was a yo-yoer when I was a little kid. "I'm sleeping in one of the Egran boys' bedrooms," I said. "And guess what I found in the desk?" "What?" Mouse asked. 6 tubes of tester's glue and 27 jars of model paint." Mouse laughed. "You must have Bobby's room. He's a model maniac." "He left a note for me," I said. "He signed it B.E. That's Bobby. He wrote that if I touch any of his models, he'll get me someday." "Ha, ha," Mouse said. "He's all talk." "That's what I figured. Anyway, who'd want to fool around with his dumb old models?" "Not me," Mouse said. "I've got better things to do." "Me too. Say, is your real name Mouse?" "No, it's Merle, but everybody calls me Mouse." "You better watch out," I said. "My father's name is really Bertram, and everybody still calls him Buzz." "Well, I don't care if people call me Mouse forever. I like it a whole lot better than Merle. And if you ask me, Buzz is a much better name than Bertram. Bertram sounds awful. Nothing against your father, of course." "I didn't mean that I don't like your nickname," I said. "As long as you like to be called Mouse. Personally, I think it's a very nice name. It's much better than Sheila." "If you don't like Sheila, you should call yourself something else," Mouse said. "Like what?" I asked. "Oh, maybe Sugar or Sunny or something like that." "I don't like Sugar," I said, "but Sunny sounds pretty good. Sunny Tubman. Yeah, I kind of like that." "Okay, then that's what I'll call you from now on," Mouse said.